Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Alternative. It is the only phone-in show on Twitch, dear listener, and we got guests and we got Ian. Please, can you turn it up a bit? The thing
it's
is,
really loud in my ears.
I can turn that down. We're on maximum volume. I don't know why we are on maximum volume. Is anybody else?
That should be overmodding a bit.
I know Mike was a little bit quiet, but. Does it sound fine? By the way, there was someone saying, don't put people in care homes. It don't work like that, I'm afraid, in the real world. And then he went, well, I guess Japan isn't in the real world then, because they don't do it. It doesn't work. If you're having a go at me for putting my mum in a care home, give us a call and I'll explain it. 0203 286 6370. More than happy to explain it. Let's take a call. Hello, caller. You are on the Late Night Alternative.
Hello.
Hello, Tyler.
Jade, who called?
Do I know... Hang on a minute. Do I know Jade?
Yeah, the lady who called.
I don't remember Jade. No, when?
Do you know when she said she got an email?
Oh, yeah, that was when I did a little test show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was me who sent her the text. I texted her the number,
but
and
do you,
she called it.
Do you know her?
Yeah, she's my auntie.
But what? So this was you. Well, I don't know if you weren't here for this. But you might
I was
have been
watching. It, yeah.
So we got a phone call from a lady who just said, "Oh, I've been told to call this number," and she was absolutely delightful. But what did you say in the text then, Tyler?
I just said call this number, and then I put the number on.
She must
and,
trust you. Could have been anything.
I can't see her. Is there a reason why I can't
you
see
you? You can't see... Hang on, you should be able to see us in a second. I'm just getting everything back after talking to Mike. Okay.
See
why did you ask her to call us? I'm glad you did.
Because I watched the stream the day before, you know, the third.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched a stream on the third, and then I liked it, and then... You did another stream on the 5th, and then I texted on the 5th.
Nice one, man.
The number.
Thank you very much. Are you a fan of Twitch then? Do you stream? Do you watch stuff?
Yeah, I watch stuff.
What kind of stuff do you normally like on here?
Like gaming and all that. Gaming, mostly.
What kind of games do you like watching?
Warzone and like Fortnite and all that. Fortnite.
It's weird, isn't it? Because I don't like playing Fortnite. I can watch it. I like playing Warzone, but I love watching people that are really skilled at Fortnite.
Oh, I like it when they're rubbish.
Oh, okay.
I like it when they fall off stuff and get shot and that. I just think you just get sucked in, don't you, to watching people play. And I would never have been able to say that would be me 2 years
ago. Have you ever heard of Nugent House School?
Say that again, Tyler.
Have you ever heard of Nugent House School?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, it's a care home, and I've been living here for 7 years.
How old are you, Tyler? I'm struggling. I was going to say 13.
Yeah, 13.
Shut up, man. I was going to say like 16.
I've been there in a foster care since I was 18 months old, and I met my auntie a couple 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, and so I've been in and my mum couldn't look after me because she has mental problems also.
Right.
And my dad didn't he had to work. And I haven't met my dad actually, but I've met my nan and I've met my auntie.
How are you, man? How are you doing? That's a lot to carry around.
Yeah, I'm good. And also, I was, do you know the kid who was saying, "No chum in here, you deliver one place."
Yes.
Do you know, I was him. I was the one. I was that
guy. I like you, Tyler. I like you. I like your stealth, ninja, little just getting in and having, and joining in. I love that.
She was worried that, that you would show her number. So,
no.
And do you know when you tried to call her back, she didn't answer because she was worried that the number was going to show up.
Oh no! I'm not showing anyone's number. Don't worry about that. Tell your aunt not to worry. She was a good old sport.
Yeah.
But can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Right, and if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to answer it. I've never made it. My dad's dead now, and for a long time I didn't get on. I didn't see him for years, but I knew him, and we made peace before he passed. How does it feel never having met your dad as a 13-year-old young man?
Well, I've been in a foster care, so I've had foster dads and all that. So I have had a father figure.
You've had men in your life, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Tyler, you've got your head screwed on a lot better than a lot of people older than you, man.
Yeah.
Here's what I think we should do. I think we should put a little note on Tyler's number so he gets a free pass to the front of the
Tyler,
queue.
Tyler, you jump straight to the front of the queue. We see you calling in. Bosh. You're in there, my friend.
When's your next stream?
We're doing it every night now. Every weeknight, 9 till 12. So cool. You're welcome to join us.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got terrible wind. I do apologise. I've been eating a lot today. You can call us anytime you want. Is there anything you want to ask us before you go?
My phone, I'm not allowed it all night, so they take it out at half past 9.
Uh-oh.
So if I do call before half past 9, it'll be a problem if because it is it's past half past 9 now. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for it.
Jump the front of the coffee, mate. Take care, Tyler. Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
Good night.
See you later on. Bye bye. What a nice guy. What a nice guy. Why have we only got 994 viewers?
Football's on, apparently.
What?
I didn't think you lot were football. Well, you're not. I didn't think we had football people.
Have we been taken off the front page of Twitch?
Something's happened.
Is it over? Is the honeymoon period over?
Did the shout-out go on to Twitter? Because you know what people are like.
Is the honeymoon period over? Didn't see you on the front screen today. You were on the smaller box on Twitch. Jeez, Jeff Bezos is going to get a fist up his hooter.
Well, he's rich beyond his wildest dreams.
I know.
Even richer today.
He made more money in one day than he made $13 billion in a day. Hello! Andy, you're on the late night alternative.
Evening, Ian. You're right. I can't see you.
Oh, I've got to keep
doing that again.
I've got to click a button.
Oh, magic. How's it going?
Oh, we're all right. You're out and about. Where are you?
I'm in Legoland. Legoland.
What now? Well, show me exactly where you are, because I know Legoland very
well. I'm at the hotel.
Very well. Oh, but you can't. That's the exclusive bit. You don't get into the hotel if you're in Legoland. You stay, and all the rooms have got Lego in.
They've
all got Lego in.
Yeah. The boys had a little safe to crack in their room, got some Lego out of there.
So you're having a little hotel getaway?
Yeah, it's lovely. it's awesome.
But how does it feel being... Because I wouldn't want to go to Legoland with COVID.
I wouldn't really, but we want our friend won it as a family for four for a night in the hotel. So can't turn down a freebie.
But even with the global pandemic on?
Well, you know, well, got me mask on. You know, if it were up to me,
you need to cut a hole in it for a vape.
Yeah, you spotted that.
Yes, mate.
Yeah.
The robot's Willy.
Yeah, if it were up to me, I probably wouldn't go. I'd be cowering at home, but I can't argue with the wife too much.
Are there a lot of people there, or is it just you lot?
There is quite. It's not too bad. There's not as many people as it be as normal, mm-hmm. but half of it's closed. You've got to wear masks on some rides, which is a bit of a joke, really, because most people aren't wearing masks, unfortunately. But it's all right. It's all right. It's no worse than, well, certainly not as bad as Bournemouth Beach or any of those scenes.
How may we help you, Andy, on this fine, fine evening?
I just phoned up to gloat that I'm in Legoland, really. I thought, finally, I've got something to talk about, Ian.
Oh, you're showing off?
Yeah.
Good day to you,
we'll
sir.
Have none of that.
Good day to you, sir. Outrageous behaviour. Why have we only got 1,020? This is a quarter of our viewers, right? And it's day three. Is, yes, of course, it's more than 80, which is what John Gaunt had. But why have we got a quarter of the viewers that we had? What is going on here?
Lads are watching the football, isn't it?
You take this one.
Hello, you're on the Late Night Alternative. Who's that?
Hi, Ian and Kath. It's Jamie. How's it going?
Very well, Jamie. How you doing, man?
Yeah, not too bad. Enjoying the stream.
Thank you very much.
What are you up to tonight, apart from watching the stream? What have you been doing today?
As you know, I do many podcasts. I've been recording those today. That's predominantly what I've been doing. But no, my wife and I always look forward to your stream, well, since Monday, and long may it continue.
I remember you, Jamie. You had a mould problem.
Yes, I did. Yes, that does always seem to be the defining factor.
happened with that in the end? Did they sort it out?
It was sorted out in the end, yes. And once the baby's born, in a couple of months' time, we'll be able to move. So,
right.
You know, we'll have to look for somewhere and things. But yes. We had an issue not so long ago with electrics. We had an electrician come round almost during the lockdown period and basically said they need to rip the whole lot out.
Holy jackamole.
So, yeah. And then they sent us the...
you can do it right now, please.
They sent us the quote, which isn't for us. They had sent it to us by accident, and it was close to $5,000. So, yeah, we have to get out of here. So the mould might be gone, but everything else is a problem.
Oh, man alive. I hate life. That's it. I hate life.
But would you move the edge of Bruce Springsteen out of my face, please? It's something I didn't think I'd be saying today.
There we go. That's how we want this. That's how we want this to look. There we go. Me and the boss are doing a show together at Madison Square Gardens.
I didn't think you were that much into Bruce Springsteen. Oh, you're not. You're just not into me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't feel bad at the number of viewers. Seriously.
I feel awful at the number of viewer.
No, don't feel bad at all.
What's happening? Tell me what's happening.
Well, I suppose it is partly to do with the football and loads of other factors, but then that's just excuses, isn't it? So you don't want to.
I'm being told
that.
People didn't get notifications.
Yes,
but we've got more than Limmy and we've got more than James Buckley.
There was a little bit of an issue at the beginning. We did have trouble connecting, so I am concurring with the rest of my fellow viewers.
It must be the technicals, because it's certainly not us.
We've got to do some business, but thank you very much indeed. Catherine, why don't you talk to me about Gregorian Emerson family law solicitors, please?
Okay, so you know those lawyers you see on television that make a family trouble worse?
Cowboys.
And they set a kind of amicable couple who were splitting up against each other and try and take the man for all he's worth or take the woman for all she's worth and blame her for all kinds of things. That's not them.
No.
Emerson, Gregorian Emerson, family law
solicitors. Not Emerson, Lake and Palmer. It is not the
right group. Those ones. ones. I wouldn't trust them.
It's not the rock group guys. It's Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors.
They try and take the stress out of it. They look after you in terms of your psychology as well as, you know, your finances and everything else that needs to be arranged when you're going through something that's bloody awful. He's also a regular listener to this programme, but don't let that put you off.
I've come up with a slogan that I think, Richard, your team might want. Big up with Gregorian!
I've got one.
Yep.
Gregorian. Like a Duran Duran vibe.
Okay, now unfortunately for Somers Waste Solutions, we have no slogans for you yet. But trust me, we're working on it.
We definitely are.
Big up the Somers Waste Solutions!
Okay, they're kind of run by a cat, but that cat gets a lot of stuff done, right?
There he is, Bob.
He's very busy overlooking basically all your waste problems. We're talking hazardous materials, we're talking about confidential waste.
Walls.
Food waste. Just waste, basically.
David says, this is great, David says, don't waste your time with other wasters. Love it. It's your one-stop shop for all of your waste solutions. SommersWasteSolutions.com is the place to go. They'll save you money. They'll increase your green credentials.
All your waste in one place.
There we go. We'll do that again.
All your waste in one place.
There we go. If you want to come and have us make up jingles for you, you send us an email, latenightalternative@gmail.com. We may be taking on another person next week. We're only going to do more. We would never have more than four going at a time. Oh, terrible wind. And I'll tell you why. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. You tell me lies, tell me lies. Amy says, Ian, can I have a calf lash close-up, please? She knows why. Oh, no, you've got magnetic lashes.
I have.
What is that? Let my bell touch your face.
Oh, no, how are we going to get that off?
What does that mean, magnetic lashes?
They're false lashes, but they're stuck up. My eyeliner is magnetic, so you put the eyeliner on and then you stick your eyelashes to the eyeliner. And this one took me ages because I didn't quite put enough on, but this one went on quite quickly.
All right, I'm bored of the lash. I thought magnet lashes would be a winner. It's not.
Honestly, those beauty YouTubers, they get a right following. So we're maybe not doing enough.
Go. You take this one, please.
Hello, who's that on the phone now?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, Ian.
And?
Cass.
In.
I am thin.
I am putting on weight and getting fatter. Did you say thin?
It sounded like
it. Yeah.
Thin.
Yeah, that's my name.
Thin.
Yeah.
Thin.
Yeah.
Thin on conversation.
Thin on brains. And how may we help you, Thin?
Would you like some recommendations on movies?
Are they about Nazis and Hitler having a tiny willy?
No, they're not.
Well, you should maybe watch that one.
Why do I just feel you're going to tell us something silly?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, Jelly Bean.
It's about Lana Rhodes and Riley Reid.
Who are they? Hang on a minute.
I know who Riley Reid is.
Who's Riley Reid? His microphone is muted, so he cannot be heard. Who is Rina Rosan?
She's a pornographic actress.
I mean, okay, if you want to talk about a pornographic actress, then do, but just hang up. He hung up. Okay. I think he finished.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's go to... Hello, caller, you're on the Late Night Alternative.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Is this Riley Reid?
Hello. Hi.
Name, please, caller.
My name's Paul, but a.k.a. Roman.
A.k.a. Roman?
Yeah.
Are you a wrestler?
Only with company. Otherwise, no, I wrestle snakes otherwise.
Snake, you're a snake wrestler. Well, okay, why... do I know you? You're speaking in a way that would imply that I know you.
Yeah, God, you've got a good memory.
Well, I don't. All I'm saying is you're...
Well, I know you don't.
You're speaking in a way that implies that I know you.
Yeah, well, you may do from about 3 to 4 to 5 years ago.
Okay, so you could say 3 to 5 years ago, or just say from about 4 years ago, okay. And that would mean the same thing, yes.
Yeah, let's just say from the past. Okay, yeah, I phoned your radio station, the one that we don't talk about, many years ago when I had an episode.
This is ringing a very distant bell. What do you mean, if you don't mind, do you mean by an episode?
Well, I was going through a real depressive episode,
yes.
Like proper, and you were with me all the way with the language and with the colourful language, as it turned out to be. But also, you know, the metaphors and everything else, so the colour had somehow faded from the sky and everything else. But it was a proper moment for me, and I think it was a connection for you. That's probably where you remember me from. But it was also on your podcast, or one of your podcasts back then, which I listened back to. Which is strange.
Yes.
So I've just clocked onto Twitch and watched the last third episode?
Yes, yes.
It's good. It's really good.
But it sounds like you've got a suggestion to make it even better, and I'd love to hear it.
I don't like to suggest to you because I know you can be a bit...
acidic,
you know.
Acerbic.
acerbic, to say the least. I don't know. You know, it's really good, and it's a great format, and podcasting is the way ahead. Right. Radio format is dead.
Yeah.
It really is. But I think you need some filters in there, you know, regarding the calls. And you need people
who aren't boring calling in. Yeah, okay. I mean, that you wouldn't get through if we did.
Yeah, I know.
You got it,
man. Are we allowed to swear on the internet?
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay, Kath. I'm sorry, Kath.
Catherine.
Okay.
So, I hate to break it to you. So you think that some of the callers are boring?
Well, no, I'm not saying other callers are boring. I'm saying other callers are just brain dead. Some of them are. That is just phoning and just want to make a point and put the phone down. But you need a filter.
I wish you'd do either of those things right now.
Yeah, I think you were, but I would never got through with Kath filtering me. But you do need someone there.
No, we don't.
Maybe just
no, we don't
have a look what's coming through.
No,
because it could be brilliant, and at the moment it's good. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it got a bit worse in the last couple of minutes.
I like what you say about, yes, of course, listen, it's the first week and we are working towards making this great, okay? But, first of all, we haven't got any money to afford a phone screener. And secondly, I've never had a phone. Very rarely would
never
I employ...
a phone.
Sorry?
Whoa!
Watch your language, Roman.
All right, okay.
Steady. We very rarely employ a phone screener.
I don't know how. Right. You say you've been listening for a long time.
Way back from when Ian joined talk radio.
Right, well, it's not that much of a long time because I was there too. We always do it like this, and that's why what we do is different. So yeah, some people come on and they might wang on a bit too long, but we hear them out, and so and sometimes they get to a point that's interesting.
Kath, I enjoyed that.
I really enjoyed that for the first year. And then we started to get, we're the company.
Yeah.
You are kind of talking like you're my boss.
I know. Well, chip me into this deal. I'm fine.
My spidey senses went, Roman, when you said that you thought I had a connection with you.
No, I'm not that lonely. So, come on.
But you did say that.
Go on.
No, but you did say that.
No, I said you had a connection with me at the time. I think you'd been through an episode and I was actually going through an episode.
You may have had a connection with me.
Oh, well, I had a connection with someone. It sounded like you.
It sounds like you're still going through something. What's going on at the moment?
You know what? We all are, aren't we, Ian? We're going through it until we
die. That's avoiding the question. Not everyone is.
What do you want to know, then? Ask and I will tell.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? Okay, I said what's wrong. Health is wrong. Mental health is wrong, but that's as a result of health, physical health. But it's not getting me to the point where I feel bad or down or anything like that.
You sound angry and scared.
Who wouldn't in this day and age? I mean, come on.
Not everyone is angry and scared at the moment.
Well, when I go out, I'm seeing a lot of angry and scared people.
No, I'm not talking about the people that you see. I'm talking about you. Because trust me, my friend, not everyone is angry and scared. I'm not at the moment. I'm chilled. I'm hearing from you anger and I'm hearing fear.
Are you hearing my voice?
Yes, mate.
Jesus, I'm only 16. I can't reach those levels.
Okay. So what are you angry and what are you scared about?
I'm angry about... No, I'm not angry. I'm scared about what others are thinking of me when I am going out. And I'm scared of seeing people with masks on, which is not... I'm not pushing an agenda here, but I think it dehumanises people.
Yeah.
And I see fear in their eyes. I haven't watched the news for 2 months.
Good.
I just didn't want to have fear in my life.
I think what you're doing, I would imagine, and it sounds like there's a lot of projecting going on. You're seeing fear in other people's eyes. When I wear a mask, I'm loving it. I'm actually loving the kind of the dress-up part of it. And also, I feel a sense of slightly egotistical pride that I am doing my part.
I fear that.
You fear
that
pride?
I will feel, because I spent many, many years trying to strip myself of ego.
Yeah.
And I fear that if,
and how did
if
you
I
do
wear
that
a mask.
Let me guess, you did that with LSD. Am I right?
Yeah, that was a good
there
album.
We go. There we go. I can hear it. I can hear the LSD in your voice. Listen, one tripper to another, I can hear it.
Well, you know, I've been there with moving wallpapers and everything else. So, yeah, I understand that. But Roman,
what was your diagnosis? What was your diagnosis? Paranoia?
Paranoid schizophrenic. No. Yeah. Well, my diagnosis is anxiety and fear, and I see a lot of it.
There we go. There we go.
You know, many years ago, I went for an assessment for ADHD.
Yeah.
And I was convinced that I had ADHD because
Hang on one second, George, stop doing that. Sorry, it's my cat is trying to get through the cat flap. When it's locked. That's what that was.
And he does it.
Paul, listen. I'm going to move on, right? But just relax, right? Not everyone is paranoid and afraid. Some people are. A lot of people are. But not everyone is. And how other people are feeling, you don't need to let that impact on your life. How old are you? 40, I'm going to say 47.
Oh, God. Okay, but saying that, Ian, you said when you put on a mask, you feel a certain way.
I feel ego. I feel a slightly egotistical pride that I'm doing my part.
Yeah, which is something I've been trying to strip myself off for the last 3 years. Okay. And I fear that I will become one of those who judges other people. And I don't want to judge
other
people.
You are judging. We all judge other people. We all do it.
Well, we do, but not in this in such draconian way. I don't want to be that way.
I judge Catherine, one of my best friends, and I judge strangers. Now, whether the trick is to not let those judgments impact on your behavior or your attitudes toward people. Mm. I judge people because of their height, their makeup, their clothes, their color, their car they're driving. Do it. I can't stop it. Mm. You can't stop it. The lesson I have learned, or I'm learning, is to not let those judgments impact or influence how I approach those people. I try and approach everyone exactly the same way.
Do you think life is like AA? We're constantly recovering from something.
No. I think AA is a brilliant tool that helps a certain number of people. I think nearly everyone will benefit from working a 12-step program. But no, AA is no. Get this, man. I found this out a while ago. Right, this is a fact. Mm-hmm. Some people are all right. Some people are all right, and they're kind of just happy, and with their lot, and they're getting on, and they've got no major issues. There are some people that live like that.
I know people like that, and I love them for that.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Mm. I'm jealous.
I am absolutely, and I wish I had that.
But it's not something they're doing. Just the same as it's not something you're doing on purpose.
Paul, tell me how old you are.
You're one year out. I'm 48.
I'm back in business, it's baby. Okay. Paul, I'm going to let you go, mate. Stay safe.
Okay.
Stay safe. I'm back in business with the age game. I'm back in business.
But the rule is you can't ask him to do it. You can only do it unbidden.
I can only do it sometimes. I generally can do it with men. Struggle with women. We've got more.
Is the football finished?
We've got more viewers than Limmy.
What's the matter with Patty?
Pats, where are you? She's there.
And the guitar's crying.
Pats.
Oh, she's playing around.
That's that mouse. You won't be able to see this, guys, but there is some hot... Actually, you might be able to see this. Hang on.
Mouse action.
Hang on a minute. Is it... it's this. If I put this here, and then I put this... Oh, look. Oh!
See-through. Can you get out of my crotch, please?
Hang on. Hiya! Green screen's on for some reason. Because my kids have been messing around. Where's Pat? Let's make Kath inside Kath. Hang on.
No, look,
Kath's inside Kath. That's nuts. Don't let Roman see this. My God.
The chat will go nuts. They're already astonished by my Riley Reid confession.
Right, if you move out of the way, Kath, we can show... Where has she gone?
Oh, she's behind you.
Oh, Pat.
She's not got the mouse anymore.
She wants to go through there. Oh, this is... Here you go. Hang on. Pats, go. Well, that worked well, didn't it? Oh, and George is coming in.
Yeah. Then she'll cry to come in for George.
There's George. Move this. This is what they want. This is what they want. This is it, nudging us up over Limmy's figures. The nudging us up over Limmy figures. My baby. Nudging us up over Limmy's figures. Oh yeah. Here we go now. Singing high, singing low, singing anywhere you wanna go, baby. Nudging us up over Limmy's figures. Then I look across, we're below Limmy's figures. He's got 90 viewers more than me. My heart is broken, my baby. Can't you see? I wanna be Limmy. Yeah, in the viewing game. I wanna be Limmy. Everybody gonna shout my name.
Was it Ian? Shut up.
I need more viewers than Limmy. Touch my head with your fingertips. Feel my pulse, feel my heart.
Don't write with nips. Oh,
okay, all right.
Not allowed nips for TOS.
Okay, so we're below Limmy. We're below him by 30. God, this is awful. This is the worst day of my life. At this time yesterday, we had 4,500 viewers. What do you reckon? Someone called Parge Linus? Oh, they've gone. Okay. I'm tempted. I just want to sing. I want to sing to my heart's content. I love singing so much.
Well, yes.
I love singing so much. And it really is a gift that I have, that I can do it effortlessly. We spoke to him. We're going to try and keep it, guys, so it's like one call a night for the moment. For the moment. We may change that as we go on, but we're going to try and keep it one call a night.
And so who have we got now?
Jimbo.
Evening.
Evening, Jimbo.
Good evening, Catherine. Good evening. Good. Are you well?
None of your business. What do you want?
Well, I've got a bit of a theory as to why the figures might have dropped.
Oh, God.
Because you and Catherine are crap, and the bubble has burst, and people thought when Jeff Bezos signed this up, he thought he was signing up Dan Wootton or James Whale, and instead he got this idiot.
Well, I could say I didn't ring in yesterday, so I can't take the blame. But on Monday, when you had your excellent interview with Bob Mortimer, you trailed Bum Tuesdays. And I watched all the way through yesterday.
Bum Tuesdays.
And was disappointed. And I think a few other people might have been as well.
There was no bum.
You didn't follow through.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure you want to take it there.
Can I show you something? I'm not going to show any bum, but this is one of the joys of doing this, right? I have made an effort today. I've put a cardigan on. And Catherine, stand up and show...
No, I don't want to...
Okay, fine. I will.
Because you know what happened earlier on with my trousers?
Oh, God! I cooked... I'm cooking these vegan meals, and one of the recipes had some ale in it. I don't like having booze in the house, certainly not open booze, but I...
Which is where I come in.
I don't mind cooking with it occasionally, because it burns the alcohol off, right? Yeah. But the smell was a little bit, and I had to have the fan on and all of that. And there was half a bottle of pale ale, and I said, Kath, do you want this? She went, yeah, fine. So she got
a
glass.
It's like a little glass, like a tiddly, like a school dinner glass. But it wasn't even to
the top. And then she picked it up, and she drank it like this.
Like Donald Trump. Maybe you should have held it like Donald Trump.
What?
When it got it all down.
And she just sat there and I went, what did you do?
I don't know.
It was all down her trousers. Right, one of the joys of doing this, I made a bit of an effort, put a cardigan on because it looked smart, but you don't have to make an effort downstairs. Look, you do not have to make an effort downstairs. I got my slippers. And I got my shorts on.
Careful, because this is like the beginning of Casualty on a swingy chair.
You're going to stay
down
in these trousers. These shorts. You do not have to make an effort downstairs, ladies and gentlemen. Jimbo.
Yes. Well,
what do you want?
He wants Bum Tuesday.
We're not having Bum Tuesday. Bum Tuesday got cancelled. But tomorrow we're having Buttcake Thursday.
Okay, Thursday. Excellent. Look forward to it.
Thank you very much indeed. Ooh. Let's go to Jerry.
Jerry.
Hello, Jerry. I've got to move that to there because I keep going to the wrong one. And I move that up there above Bruce. Hello, Jerry. We should, you should patent this as some kind of fitness regime.
Well, you know, Joe Wicks is finished today.
Lazy. Lazy.
18 weeks and it was too much for him.
Joe Wicks is lazy. A lazy bleep. I finished after 18 minutes of Joe Wicks.
I've watched quite a lot of them, but I've not actually done any of them.
Well, he showed me Pac-Man on the Atari 2600, which is one of the worst games ever created. Famously, he's now showing me an Atari 2600. What is this? You're trying to get money out of me? Dude, is that what this is? I'll give you money. I'll give you a bunch of fives.
What's he got there? Xbox.
It's original Xbox. I have an original Xbox. His is lime green and transparent. Mine is modded. Halo version. Oh, fair play. Fair play. It's a Halo version. Okay. Okay. What's he going to... What's going? Imagine if he just, like, held up a severed head next. Wouldn't that be awful? It could be.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, go a little bit higher. Higher. Oh, did that hurt your ears? Me screeching.
It did, yeah.
I can't... Got to go higher, Jeff. Got to go higher. PlayStation, PS1, original PS1.
Are we trying to do swap shop here? What's going on?
Jerry, you're showing me old video games. Why?
All these treasures.
My collection.
If you said collection, guys, he said collection. Don't worry.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Catherine?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm
How you doing?
I'm disappointed with the... My ego is disappointed with the number of viewers. And I knew that would be the case. But, you know, what can you do?
Are we all, you know, the Volta?
What's he doing?
That's what I usually play on.
Oh, hang on, that's me. That's me. That's really me, guys. I thought that was Jerry was putting something else on. I thought even he was bored. Flippin' heck, man. Yeah, get that bed out of the way. He's going to do a rollover, guys.
No.
Yes. Don't, because if he does himself a mischief, it'll be your fault. Paul, do you think he should do it?
Well, I really think this is great.
There we go.
You can
Careful
do
now,
it
Jerry,
right now,
wanna...
please.
It's not Bum Wednesday.
Jerry, up your bum. He's gone. You would never get that anywhere else.
It's probably a good reason.
Probably excellent reason. Hello, Paj Linus.
It's Linus from the other day.
Oh.
Hello, Linus. Oh, Linus. I see. Okay. I was confused by your labelling, sir.
I decided to change the name, but clearly for you guys, it doesn't actually show it. I did it specially so that you guys don't have to see that.
We saw it. We saw it, buddy.
How are you guys this evening?
Very well, I'm admiring. Is that you? Is that you and your dog?
Yes, it is.
On the picture, that is a fine
specimen. Nice pair of pants you're wearing there. Nice strides.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
How are you guys so far with the stream? It's been just over an hour.
It's okay. We enjoyed. Love talking to Mike McCartney.
Nice. Yeah, I listened to that.
He's good. I should say, by the way, dear listener, from about 1 o'clock after this, we're allowed to start putting Monday stuff up on YouTube and as a podcast. So if you go to youtube.com/Ian Lee, straight after this show, I'm going to release Monday show on YouTube. Click like, subscribe and share. And also the best of podcast, which is about an hour long, actually, is going to go up tomorrow. It's going to go up at sort of 1 o'clock Thursday morning, and we'll post all the links and stuff.
I've made a best of podcast for tomorrow, for the day after, and you'll even get a bonus podcast on Saturday.
How red... Hang on a second, Linus. Can you make your face go?
I'm waiting.
Wow. Terrible. I don't think I can do it.
Hang on a minute. Let me go a bit. I can go again.
No, don't do it again. Your eyes will pop out. Careful, you're going to prolapse.
Look at the colour of my face. It doesn't hurt. I'm not holding my breath or anything. I'm just squeezing my face out. Right, it's to Catherine's turn.
I don't think I can do it. I'm too pasty. Hang on, let me do it again. I want to do it again.
Don't hold your breath. You can't hold your breath. You've got to push your face out.
Nothing. Tell me that's your mouth making that noise.
It doesn't hurt, and I'm not doing anything dangerous. Don't worry, kids.
That reminds me of when I was a student. I remember one kid spent all afternoon with a Burger King crown on trying to burst it off just with the power of that.
When we went pony trekking with the boys the other day, you got to put the helmet on. And about 10 minutes into it, it was quite hot, and I started getting a really bad headache. And I thought, oh. And it felt like it was getting quite nasty.
Was your helmet too tight?
The helmet was too tight. I just moved it, and it went straight away. Linus!
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say a few things. Firstly, I did check, and you guys are on the front page of Twitch, so don't worry about that.
Well, now I'm worried we've got 111 less viewers than comedian Limmy.
Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. At least you guys are up there.
Thanks.
Secondly, I did want to apologize to Catherine last time. I didn't actually talk to you, so I hope you had a lovely evening.
Thank you. Nice.
Because at the end, I was just thinking, I didn't actually say anything to you.
No, that's
so
all right.
So at least that was fine.
Well, also, I appreciate the thought. Thank you.
No, I just wanted to sort of say it right now. Hopefully, it's not going to last as long as last time.
Well, we spent about 5 minutes trying to work out whether you were real or not.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Especially online.
It's because you sound so super smooth.
And we had some naughty people that like to phone up and shout the word knickers calling in. So we just had to, we don't want any knicker baiting going on. Some very potty mouth people.
I've seen your show, so I know exactly the people you're talking about.
Thank you very much indeed. We don't want those people here.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Will you, considering that this is like a gaming side stream, whatever it is, would you guys ever be willing to actually play a game together?
Catherine, I'll let you answer that.
It never ends well. When I stopped gaming as a kid, it was before that you could like change the camera angles with you. So we spend a lot. We tried to get out of prison together, didn't we? What was that game called?
I think it's called Let's Get Out of Prison.
And he had spent the whole time going, put your camera down. You can't see where you're going. No, come this way.
Is it actually called that?
I can't remember what it's called.
It's called...
It's a two-player game, and it's good fun. But the reason was Kath kept looking at the ceiling, but also she was playing from home. A Way Out, that's what it's called.
A Way Out.
And her internet was lousy.
We would just be about to, stick up a shop or something, and I'd disappear or I'd freeze.
The reason why I was asking as well is because I see Ian sitting on a very comfortable gaming chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I paid for. I paid for this.
So you should game.
Weeks before
you have the chair, you have the beautiful computer.
Here's the thing. I did game on Twitch, and I will game on Twitch again once we get up this up to speed.
Nice.
But I would suggestion, if I do that, my suggestion to you, sir, is to adjust. You're looking at Twitch this way. Just shift it 3 degrees to the right or to the left, because Twitch is evolving and is going to become more
talk show based, kind of.
More entertainment based than just gaming. I believe they're showing live sports. They could be showing live sports right now, actually. And also, they are getting other people on board to do, in inverted commas, shows.
So that's really good.
They've not said this to me, but my interpretation of it is they want to compete with Netflix. And why not? Why not? I mean, why not?
Netflix is huge, though.
Well, yeah, and it would be different. You know, it's not necessarily going to be drama and that kind of content. But when I say compete with Netflix, I mean as much as, you know, there's nothing on the telly. We've watched all the stuff on Netflix. Should we see what's on Twitch tonight? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing, you know, so that it becomes something a little bit different, a little more than just a Fortnite platform.
So will this show of yours, will that be sort of evolving together with Twitch as well? As in, will you be just a radio show, or would you actually, as I said before, like the gaming, or you said earlier on that you were cooking a vegan meal?
Mm.
I mean, you can you know.
We were thinking of actually making some little films and stuff, so we don't know at this point. We're just trying to get used to having our, you know, knees under the table here and finding our way.
Barely. There. It's quite this a small space.
This is like day three, you said, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is going to it's going to pass, no problem, as it is. I mean, just a heads up, I noticed that you guys went 200 people more the moment the cats walked in. I'm just saying, it's an observation.
We were going to have a cat cam, weren't we?
George! Georgie boy!
It's time to make us some money.
Come on, shake that money maker.
Rabbit Hole Production. Boing!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.